USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Compromise is the word that lawmakers all over the political spectrum are either celebrating or denigrating when it comes to the debt ceiling and spending bill. Pennsylvania Democrat Brendan Boyle is not happy with everything in the measure, but says he knows the bigger potential pain is very near.
June 5th is a hard deadline, and if this doesn't pass, the United States will default for the first time in American history. That is something we just absolutely have to prevent.
Virginia Republican Bob Good doesn't see what his party has achieved.
Democrats got everything they wanted in this bill, which was essentially an unconditional debt ceiling increase with no changes to their primary program.
As for the White House, NBC correspondent Jessica Alba has been talking to officials who say,
we hear these concerns loud and clear. We understand them. There are things in this bill that we don't love either, but that some of the priorities the president says that he fought hardest for did make it in. And so they're trying to look at that and basically point to the fact that if you have people upset on both sides of this compromise, that signals that it probably is a pretty fair deal.
The House Rules Committee is taking up the measure at this hour, deciding whether to send it to the House floor for a vote tomorrow. A Christian megachurch in suburban Des Moines is the first stop tonight for Florida Governor and official presidential candidate Ron DeSantis in a two-day, five-city tour of Iowa. He then heads to New Hampshire and South Carolina later in the week. It's been about 3 months since former President Jimmy Carter entered end-of-life care at his home in Plains, Georgia. Now the Carter Center has announced that former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has dementia. Statement says she continues to live happily at home. The NBA and NHL finals are set. The Miami Heat blew out Boston last night and will now face the Nuggets starting Thursday in Denver. The Stanley Cup finals begin Saturday in Las Vegas as the Golden Knights host the Florida Panthers. Vegas shut out Dallas in the final game of that semifinal series. This is USA News.
Progressive presents Precious Moments.
Yeah, I caught my first fish, Dad!
Great job, buddy. He's a beauty.
Thanks for taking me fishing. Love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
The exchange you just heard didn't actually happen, but it could. Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive, and you could use the savings to make sure the boat's always ready for those magical father-son moments. Who knows, maybe someday he'll actually like fishing. So keep the dream alive and the savings coming with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
From New York to California and in between, towns and neighborhoods around the USA are dealing with influxes of migrants being housed wherever officials can find space. In Chicago, one such space is Wilbur Wright Junior College. More than 300 people are now living there. The city says it's temporary. This neighbor is not sure he believes that.
We were told there'd be nobody here till June the 1st, and they're already here. So if the city lied about the day they're going to get here, are they lying about when they're going to leave?
There are now about 4,500 migrants living in shelters set up by the city of Chicago. Lots of concern in Texas over bills that will change the way school librarians may decide what books to put on their shelves. One bill would create school library advisory councils. They would approve or reject books based on what the measure calls local community values. One parent says they're tired of finding out too late that the school library has obscene or inappropriate books. Another bill would set up a rating system for the sexual content of a book. David Donati with the ACLU of Texas says that is nothing but censorship.
The state is reaching into schools and pulling out those ideas which it does not approve of, while at the same time imposing its own particular doctrine and ideology.
The bill's passed the Texas state legislature and awaits the signature or veto of Governor Greg Abbott. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
The Dell Technologies summer sale event is on with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest Intel Core processors like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. It's the perfect season to power your passions during Dell's summer sale event. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.